Part 2. Short Dialogues.
1.
I'm sorry, Mr. Matsuda. I didn't catch that. Could you repeat it, please?
I said I'm calling to confirm the reservation I made for next week.
2.
Mr. Jackson is on another line at the moment. Would you mind holding?
This is Mr. Fujita from TCT Industries. I'm in a hurry. Would it be okay to leave a message, or should I call back?
3.
I need to speak to Mr. Green in sales. Is he available to talk to now? This is Ken Johnson.
Hello, Mr. Johnson. I'm afraid Mr. Green is not available now. He's in a meeting at the moment. Can I take a message?
4.
Susan, I can't seem to reach Jack at his home phone number. The line is either busy or no one answers.
Yeah, Tom, that guy is never home. Why don't you try calling his cell phone number instead?
5.
Yes, hello. I'd like to speak
This is Lock Security. Thanks for calling our toll-free number. We are unavailable now, but please don't hang up. Leave your number and a short message after the beep.
6.
Hello, this is Michelle Strawn. I'm calling about the book order I made last month.
Book order? This is the Copeland residence. I think you've got the wrong number.
7.
Hi, this is Bob Johnson. Could you connect me to Mr. Shimada on extension 831, please? It's an emergency.
Certainly, sir. I'll put you through immediately. Please stay on the line.
8.
You have received a collect call from a Mrs. Jane Gregory. Will you accept the charges?
All right. Please put her through.
9.
Hi, Bob. What's up? Are you looking for something in Mike's desk?
Yeah. He just called in sick and asked me to submit his monthly report. He said it's in one of these drawers.
10.
So, Amy, I heard that you changed your cell phone number.
Yeah, I did. You know what happened? I had prank calls a couple of times last week. I had no idea who was doing it. It was really scary.